This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's Race Your Game. Andrew Chow from Idea Mart is with us again. It's part two of our series from personality evolvement to pinnacle of team performance. Last week, we talked about, are you my type at work? Oh, God, we can choose our type as well. Today, are you my type and am I yours at work? Okay. You know, I guess this is the thing as well, why some people can connect with us better than the rest.
Yes, actually, that would be classified normally under the term called chemistry. I think chemistry is needed everywhere, not only in love, but at work as well. Sometimes you just feel they can connect better
you
with
click
some
better.
People. Yeah, I can click better. There are some people, immediately after you meet each other, after a while, you share something in common. You both don't like each other. So there are many reasons, but primarily I think there are two main reasons. Number one would be your values in life and your attitude at work. And because this whole series we're talking about workplace, so let's narrow it down to working environment. So for example, if this person's life value is about everything in his life is about right or wrong, black or white, so he's likely to be a person that's very strict, have high standard of excellence. To him, he doesn't like to hear the word compromise, or in Hokkien we say chin chai. You know, to him, this type of word is definitely no in a life.
There are no grey lines with this person.
There are no grey lines. It's either this or this. So then you know. So if you are someone who like to cut corners, you will have a clash. And you will not be able to connect so well. So sometimes the words that's being used reflects the personality. So there are many other values. I'm going to list them, and then we can, you know, discuss about it. There are some people who really their whole life center around giving and taking. Actually, they are more giving than receiving. So their self-esteem is focused on helping other people. So they find it so hard to reject you. That whenever you ask for help, they just want to help out. They want to be around. So these are the people who they want to help you, but there are certain people who are private, so they don't want you to get so close to them. So again, you can't connect, just because even if you are someone who reach out to other people very proactively, you may not connect with everyone. There are some people who just want to keep a distance. Hey, let's not get too close. Hey, let's not get too warm to each other. Let's play cool. So values in life are important. Some of the things, like for myself, all right, I belong to a type where everything is about winning and losing, performance and non-performance. So everything, there must be a standard. There must be some competition. Just picture this. If everything in life I see as an opportunity for me or a threat to me, I'm going to be very versatile and very adaptive and very competitive. Now, people who are very peace-loving may not like me because I'm too competitive. While mixing with my type is good, but there are other type of people who may not see eye to eye with me. They will think that not everything you need to compete, not everything you need to win. But for me, yes, there must be a winning and losing.
Okay, yeah. And it's not right or wrong. You know, when you put it out like that, it's just that people have different values.
That's right.
Is that a Singaporean trait?
I think I have to say yes, because everything we want to do. Okay, if we don't like to do it, let's not do it. But if you want to do it, let's do it well and score number one.
True.
All right. So that is our mentality. So there's nothing wrong or right or wrong about it. It's just a different approach. Now, there are actually other values. Like there are some people who are very full of themselves. To them, they must be special. So if they are not special, they won't want to mix around with you. So there are some people, everybody wears suits and tie. He comes in with a fanciful suit, maybe a very colorful turtleneck. But to them, it's like, I like to be special. This is me. All right, if I am one of you, I don't think I want to join you.
Okay.
All right, so they want to be special. Again, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Because that is who you are. But I may not like someone who is like a sore thumb sticking out. I may not like to mix with someone who likes to be outstanding all the time. All right. Again, the values in life, different, right? Now, what if there are someone who likes a lot of question and answer? They like to look at everything. They like to be neutral. They like to find both sides. Now, it's good, but they are too slow in life. So people who are very fast-paced may not like you, you know. Not everything you need all the answers in life before you make a decision. Again, values in life, this is good on your part, but I may not see eye to eye. Again, You can see that.
And you can see the frustration already. You know, when some people say, oh, I want to wait, and you say, oh, and then, you know, like for me, it's like, just do something, just get started, and then along the way we'll find out the answers. So you can really see from there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very close to this personality trait will be someone who sees everything as a comfort zone or a combat zone. It's either danger or safe zone. And these are the people who always play devil's advocate.
Mm.
What if we are all wrong? What if this way is better? There are so many what if, right? So for me, if I'm very single-minded, I don't like to hear so many what if. Even though, yeah, you may have good intentions, but you know, my values are different. I like to just chong, just move fast. So again, clash of values.
Oh.
Both are good, but I just can't see either way. Now very quickly, there are people who likes fun, spontaneous thing. I may not like it. I may be routine, for example. Again, there's a clash. You may be a strong-willed person. I may be a bit amicable. Again, we clash. If you look at everything in life about values, this is how we differ. There's nothing wrong, but it's just the values that you place. Now, values will mold your belief, will mold your behavior, and ultimately, you'll mold your attitude in life.
Okay. Now, knowing all these things, though, I mean, fine. What then do you do when you're going to encounter these people in the workplace, right? Do you change your values or do you compromise on your values?
In fact, knowing each other's values in life is the first step, because that translates to an attitude at work.
Mm-hmm.
So now we come to the crucial thing. At work, if someone is always focusing on right or wrong, he will see the workplace like a courtroom, right? Okay? He will say things like, okay, that's not the right thing to do. Let's check back with the policy.
Okay.
Let's check with the company standard operating procedure. Let's see what the boss says. So to them is that there must be a judgment on everything. Right? So, yeah. So these are the people who go by the books. So there's no bending. All right? Nothing wrong, but is it? If everything I need to check with the policy, I may be slow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, nothing wrong, but this person sees work as a courtroom. Now what if the second type that I mentioned just now,
right?
People who likes to give more than they take, they see workplace like a family. These are the people that their lingo at work will be, hey, let's not fight among ourselves. We're all a family.
Mm.
We're all the same department. We all work for the same brand.
Mm.
We're all a team. Why fight? Right?
See, that seems so right.
Yes, correct. But because they are so giving, because they will be giving to other departments as well. And some people may think, hey, our department is our department. That department is that department, right? So people, sometimes they never see the whole company as a family. And again, there's no right or wrong, because you need a certain degree of competitiveness still.
Mm.
But if you meet with someone who always give, they'll think of it as a family. Your family don't fight.
But that could be a detriment though. I mean, when you say someone who's a family, if you're all working, I can see how, like, for example, maybe within sales team, you're trying to achieve something, but where there are teams where you need to work together, right? Because, you know, all of us are all cogs in the wheel. That is an important trait.
Yes. In fact, we need these people around to see the big picture.
Mm.
All right. In fact, we need everyone to be around to balance everybody up. For example, back to me again.
Mm.
If I'm working in BFM, I will see this place like a racing track.
Okay.
Everything must win. So I will be thinking, how can I win? How can I produce something, a program here that will be the best in Malaysia, so to speak?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? So I'm not thinking of the best in BFM only. I'll be thinking of a larger concern.
Right.
And you need competitive people to be around, because that is how you win in business.
Mm.
You know, these are people who love the limelight. They love packaging. They love branding. They love marketing.
This is you. This is the person who likes winning or losing.
That's
this is the performer.
So, correct. So I will look at workplace as a racing track. Now, back to the creative person.
Mm-hmm.
He will see the workplace as a blank canvas. The world is for me to explore, right?
Mm-hmm.
So don't limit my creativity. Don't tell me about rules. I think I can do a lot of things that is out of this world, and you will surprise you. So give me the space to be creative.
Mm-hmm.
Now the problem is this: there is no perfect freedom at any workplace. You have to work with certain boundaries.
Yeah.
So these people only display their talents in a certain area. Probably they are creative director.
Mm.
All right, they are singer, they are dancer. You know,
well, it's all about me.
It's all about They are maybe more, but that is why, because they are so individual, they become creative.
Hmm.
Yes, because the world revolves around them.
Okay, and you are referring now, the next one is about people who want questions and answers as being in the library.
Yes.
We'll talk about that in just a moment.
Sure.
I'm here with Andrew Chow from Idea Mart. We're discussing From Personality Evolvement to Pinnacle of Team Performance. That's our series, Raise Your Game, BFM 89.9. You're listening to Raise Your Game on Enterprise. Good morning. Frida Liu here. Andrew Chow from Idea Mart is here for the second week for our series, From Personality Evolvement to Pinnacle of Team Performance. Our topic today is, are you my type and am I yours at work? You're talking about the people with different values, and there's some people who value right or wrong,
yes,
give or take, winning or losing, and they picture this certain scenes in life, I guess.
That's
and,
right.
And right now you've got questions and people who want their questions and they want their answers for everything before they start moving, and you refer this to the library.
Yes, these people who want answers to everything, they see work as library, they see the place as for them to explore and get more answers. These are the people, their lingo will be something like that. Let's sit down and find out more information before we make a decision. They need a lot of information to be there. So they may be discussing for 2 years without even implementing this project. They are always in the research phase because they want all the info.
Yeah,
nothing
they,
wrong with that. But
they, yeah,
there must be a limit.
Yeah, they can get a PhD.
Yeah, they can get, but we need these people as planners.
As well.
Yeah. And very, very quickly, people who look at life as a safe or a dangerous place, they are actually very good team player.
Mm-hmm.
Very amazingly, once they know that this is the right thing, as long as you give them a system, they will follow. They don't like to have, they don't like surprises. They will have plenty of plan B. And these are the people that will always be good in thinking about contingency plan.
Right.
They're very, very good. So, and I like to call these people, they are zebras looking for lions in the jungle. Because zebras don't look for lions, but they feel safe when they know where the lion is.
Mm.
So that is how they operate. We need them around, but you need patience to deal with them. All right. Or to manage them. Actually, deal is not a good word. I'm sorry. Okay. Now, people who like fun, they see the workplace as playground.
Okay.
Okay. Which is good because they will try a lot of things. They have no problem having job rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it's something new. I like to try it. They can start a lot of things, but they never really get to finish it. Okay. So they are very good with short-term project. Don't give them a project of 2 years, they will never finish it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, people who are very strong-headed, they see the workplace as battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about success and failures, even stronger than my type, because these people needs to survive. They have this survival instinct. If I were to liken a company, it would be like Microsoft in the early years.
Yeah.
They don't even want competition. All right. So for me, at least, I welcome competition. I must win, right? For them, it's like, no way. Don't need competition. Alright, I will be there as a final victor. These people are always very strong-headed, so they drive the whole company. People like Donald Trump is one good example.
Mm.
You know, so they always drive. Last but not least, I love this guy, but they're called peacemaker in the company. They are the one that is very good facilitator. They can lead discussion. They make sure everybody's happy, but they are not happy.
Oy.
They are not happy, but they are very good facilitators. So they are very good negotiator. They will probably be the one that can come up with something that everyone is happy about.
Okay.
So he's a very patient person. He's the most complete person of every type, if you ask me.
Okay.
Because we always need a peacemaker to be around, because this peacemaker will always be a mediator. He will always be the one, they're going to come up with a plan that everybody is happy.
I don't see that as a CEO though.
No. Mm. Consultative management. This is actually consultative. They ask everybody's opinion. Their favorite lingo will be, let me see what the rest think. Okay. Hell, you know, the rest can be thinking 1,001 things, right? But it's good to have them around.
Okay. So now, how can understanding others and ourselves help us to excel at work?
Okay. I can answer this very briefly in three S's. Mm-hmm. Self means we become less judgmental of other people and become more self-aware. That's very important. So the first S is self. The second S has to do with being sensual. Now, what has that got to do with?
Mm.
Now, this is about one-to-one communication. It's about enjoying similarities and appreciate the difference. Now, that is easy to say, very hard to do. We can enjoy similarities, but how can we appreciate the differences?
Right.
The differences really are rough edges and rub against it. It produces a lot of friction.
Yeah.
The last S is about being social, and that is what we in Chinese we learn from Kongzi, 100 betters, 101. If you know yourself and know other people, you can almost get to anyone, build rapport with anyone. As long as you know how to press the right button, you don't even need to like each other, you can work with each other. And that is the highest level of working relationship to me, because it's that it's like getting it done as a team, even though we may have personality differences. And that takes a lot of hard work. For example, if you and I can't get along, we can still play football for 45 minutes.
Okay.
Together, right?
Yeah.
Even on the same team, no problem.
Yeah.
But we can't go and climb Mount Everest for 3 months if we don't like each other.
One will be pushing the other off
correct.
The mountain.
And then, you know, I'll be seeing you for 3 months. How can?
Okay.
Right. So, a longer term, I think everybody will need to think like a peacemaker. And that is the highest level of being social, being a group personality. We need to live with each other. And that is hard to do. So, I think to avoid that, the very last segment that I'd like to touch on would be, what are the common danger zone of personality crashes? I can name four hotspots at work, and I think everybody should identify this four, which is very exciting. Number one, same means but different objective. That means the matter is the same,
right?
But we have different objectives. Ah, that is dangerous.
Yes.
We are doing the same thing, but we all want different thing.
Yes.
And we better make sure that we want the same thing, right?
Mm.
But how do I know whether you and I want to say we have to talk? So that's one danger spot.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing, we have the same objective, but we have different ways of getting there. Now that's easy to solve.
Yeah.
Because we all want the same thing. It just matters different. So we have to respect the differences. And that is actually one of the challenges. Mm-hmm. All right, we have clashes. Now the third thing would be, can you imagine the same incident, different views? The same story that happened, you and I think differently. And because we think differently, we begin to have differences.
Right.
So that again is a danger spot. We got to identify it. What is the difference here? How can we meet each other halfway? The fourth thing is really happening every day. The same words spoken, but different feeling.
Okay.
The same words, hey, sometimes the same words that I speak may carry more weight than other people. That is why sometimes we often hear complaints in our office. Hey, I said the same thing last week. It wasn't accepted by boss. You said this, the same thing now, but boss adopted your idea. So what's going on here? Because our words carry different weights and it translates to different feelings.
Okay.
And it's because we are close or not so close. So that is interesting. The rest we'll wait till the next week.
All right. The next week, we're going to be talking about how to work with the different types of personalities at work. That should be fun. Andrew Chow from Idea Mart. This is Razor Game, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.